when you took a piece of, when you made a purchase, now the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he,
well, he well, I'd use,
he put the purchase in the paper and he,
well, I just, he showed, wrapped it up nice, right?
Okay, and when you got home, you
just opened it up.
You un, you
unfolded it.
Okay. Now, say a storekeeper sold something for $2.50, and he bought it for $3. You say he was selling it
cheaper than he bought it.
He was
yeah,
selling
in
it.
In other words, he was selling it less than what he paid for.
At a what? At a, he was taking a what on?
Well, he just
taking a loss.
A loss on his own self, or I'm saying.
Okay. Now, you might admire this tractor or something like that, but you might say, "Well, I don't think I can buy it because it, I don't have enough money." You'd
well,
say.
Well, I've said that sometime.
It's just what it.
Well, I admire it all right. I've said it this way: sometimes I don't have the money, and sometimes I don't. I couldn't use it. I couldn't need it. I've seen things I need, but there's things I need I can't use. Like I need a car, but I couldn't use it.
Yeah. Okay. Or you'd say, "Honey, that tractor just."
Well, it's a good-looking tractor, but I just.
But it what? It caught it.
I said a good-looking tractor, or I'd love to have it. Sometimes I was, well, I'd love to have it, but I just don't think I can use it after I got it, or I can't pay the price for it.
Why couldn't you pay the price? Because it cost.
I ain't got the money. Too high.
It cost. It
cost too much.
Okay. Now, on the first of the month, the bill is.
Well.
First of the month is when the bill is.
First of the month. They send you out a due bill. I called out a, well, I'm telling you what, I called out a done, but it ain't done. Just a notice, the time to pay your bill.
The bill is?
Due, it's due.
Yeah. Do you belong to any clubs?
What's that?
Do you belong to any clubs or anything?
No, I don't belong to any clubs.
Did you ever belong to a club of any sort?
No, I don't know exactly.
That sort of thing? Now, when you belong to a club, to stay in good stand, you have to pay your monthly.
Well, you pay your monthly dues. You know.
Yeah.
Pay to get in there and then pay your dues to stay in there.
That's a mess, ain't it?
You better. You pay your dues to get in there just like an insurance. I pay our insurance. Pay some insurance, well. As old saying, I had to pay to get in there and I got to pay to stay in there.
Yeah.
Got a daughter right now, I paid her insurance because she ain't able to pay it. And I don't know what could happen to them. I know that's a good insurance, so I just paid it. I paid $71 twice a year right now for her on her insurance.
Yeah.
Reserve life insurance. I pay that for her because she ain't able to pay it. They got to pay it with. And I paid it because she could get sick or something like that and have some protection because I do know she has been down and I know what that company's on for. The first time I carried that insurance paper to the hospital. My wife went to the hospital, carried her to the hospital. And I had never heard nobody say except the one that sold it that it's good insurance. But I forget what that woman was called at the Warner Brown Hospital. And I showed up, she said, "Oh boy, you got something good here." That made me feel good, you know. That I was carrying a worthwhile insurance. And they did, Bill. Everything they said they'd do, they done it. They do it.
Yeah. Now, if you need to cut the grass, say, and you don't have a lawnmower,
well,
you might go over to your neighbors and. And what?
Well, now, if I don't have a lawnmower, I might go to the neighbor and try to borrow his mower.
What about money?
Well, I need a little money and I ain't got it. I go to my neighbor or somebody else. Lend me a dollar. I lend $4 or $5. I'm like,
yeah.
If I get out and ain't got none, because I have been out.